Proclamation number 3521 of 23rd of August, 1945. God's blessings to those who are of good will. Blessed are those who are of good will, who recognize in me their Father from eternity and who strive to live to please me. I will always be a loving Father to them and take care of their needs, both spiritually and physically. And thus they will progress in their development, for I only require them in order to be able to count them as my own. Once this is decided in favor of me, the human being will inevitably strive upwards, he will seek to perfect himself, he will look for unity with me and will also safely reach his aim, because I will never leave him out as soon as his will is meant for me. To a certain extent he is already past the test of life which consists of his will deciding for me or for my adversary. As soon as he makes an effort to be and act well, as soon as he expresses this in living together with his neighbor and thus ignites the spark of love within himself which now becomes a bright flame the more he turns his will towards me. And then he can never sink back or fall prey to my adversary's power, for I hold him, I no longer let anything escape me which wants to escape my adversary's power. He has decided in favor of me and fulfilled his purpose of earthly life, and if I nevertheless leave him on earth it is only for his own good, so that he will increase his degree of maturity and be able to leave earth as a being of light which offers him enough opportunity for ascent development. I want to give him the opportunity to acquire the childship to God, and therefore he has to live earthly life, even though he is decided in favor of me. But now I constantly stand by him with my strength of love, stimulating him to love activity, and thus I bless him. And my blessing means constant help, constant grace and constant supply of strength for higher development. And I bless everyone who is of good will, I stand by his side and never ever leave him out. I draw him up to me, and anyone who is seized by my love will eternally no longer need to do without it, because it cannot diminish but only deepen, and because it applies to all my living creations who turn to me and are therefore my true children. Amen.